The title of this article is, How Might RFKJR Make America Healthy Again? The subtitle is, You Might Have Seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Scoffing a McDonald's on Donald Trump's plane. Was he putting his healthy eating principles to one side, or was it an opening salvo for a bold strategy to lead Americans toward healthier choices, signaling that we're all in it together? The recent news that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been nominated to head the Department of Health and Human Services HHS under Donald Trump's administration has sparked intense public discussion. Known for his criticism of ultra-processed foods and his commitment to improving public health, RFK appointment would almost certainly signal a major and much-needed shift in U.S. health policy. But a widely circulated, recent image of RFK about to dive into a McDonald's meal with President-elect Trump, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump Jr. on a private jet appears to complicate the narrative. Or does it? Does this picture signal that RFK is prepared to compromise his principles? Or does it reveal something deeper about his approach to tackling America's health crisis? Mickey D. Plain food? Was it shockvertising? RFK has famously referred to ultra-processed foods as poisoned and vowed to address their harmful effects if given the chance to lead HHS. Yet, in the viral photo 18.2 million views at the time of writing, he's seen eating a McDonald's, and not even any of its supposedly healthier options. Let's remind ourselves that McDonald's is by far the largest fast food chain in the world, and it really is the epitome of junk. Ultra-processed food. Sitting down to eat chow on a McDonald's or a KFC, the only two brands of food typically catered for on Trump's private jet alongside President-elect Trump, the man who has just tapped you to lead HHS and promised to let you go wild on health, isn't exactly the moment to lecture him on the dangers of ultra-processed food and ask for a bowl of organic greens. Was the photo part of an orchestrated plan to signal RFK commitment to change? Did RFK begrudgingly tuck into the Mickey D, or was the team trying to show that RFK understands where many Americans are going to be starting their journey to better health? After all, Donald Jr. captioned the photo, Make America Healthy Again Starts Tomorrow. Might RFK Jr. later even claim that he didn't allow the poison to touch his lips? Who knows? Either way, the viral image has really got Americans talking about the importance of the relationship between the food we eat and our health. And, like those controversial, shockvertising Benetton ads from years ago, getting people talking is how you raise awareness, and it's from a place of awareness that you instill change. 10 things RFK might do as head of HHS. If RFK track record and principles are any indication, his leadership at HHS could bring significant changes to public health policies. He's indicated repeatedly that if given a top job in the new administration, he would prioritize removing the U.S. from the top of the list of the world's most chronically diseased nations. Additional to the 12 areas we highlighted immediately after the election, here are some of more specific ideas that ANHUSA has advocated for that we hope will become priorities for RFK, assuming he takes office as head of HHS. 1. Countering unjustified censorship. As our Free Speech for Health campaign has shown, the rise of censorship on social media has prevented private individuals receiving and sharing information via social media about the health benefits of food, even when this is scientifically validated. This is a huge impediment to helping Americans make informed choices that promote their health. RFK has signaled eliminating unjustified censorship will be a priority. 2. Reforming healthcare. As we've argued recently, more regulation is no way to reduce the unnecessary harm caused by Americans' overdependence on pharmaceutical drugs. Efforts to use federal powers to break drug monopolies could well be on the menu, as could ditching the Affordable Care Act Obamacare and replacing it with something more affordable that worked better. Plans are sketchy at present. 3. Truthful communication to consumers. For years, government forces have worked to obscure and censor truthful information about the benefits of dietary supplements and other natural medicines. The Health Department under RFK and President-elect Trump's pick for FDA commissioner will likely consider reforms to this policy of government censorship of commercial commercial speech. This would help Americans to take control of their own health by helping them make informed choices over healthy foods and supplements at the point of sale. At Ann, we're involved in a major project to invigorate the FDA Modernization Act to make this happen. You'll hear more on this soon. For Protecting Peptides, we've been covering the FDA attack on compounded peptide medications, and we're busy developing a major defensive. Peptides are medicines that have shown incredible healing and life-extending potential. Yet the FDA is using a biased bureaucratic process to remove access to compounded peptides like BPC-157, Epitalin, Kisputin-10, and Thymosin Alpha-1. RFK Jr. specifically mentioned peptides in a recent post on X as part of the FDA war on public health, signaling his intention to put an end to this suppression. 5. Reforming the broken U.S. food system. One major reason that junk food is so cheap and accessible is the government subsidies supporting crops like corn and soy, which are often used to produce high fructose corn syrup and other unhealthy ingredients. Redirecting these subsidies toward fruits, vegetables, and regenerative agriculture could make healthy food more affordable for everyone. 6. Transforming school lunches. Children's health has been a central focus of RFK through his nonprofit, Children's Health Defense, an organization alongside which we've worked closely for a number of years. Many school meals are laden with toxins, artificial dyes, and ultra-processed ingredients. RFK could champion policies that set higher nutritional standards for school lunches, removing the bulk of ultra-processed ingredients, harmful additives, and prioritizing fresh, whole foods. 7. Addressing food addiction. Sugar addiction and peer pressure to consume junk food are deeply ingrained in American culture. RFK could push for public health campaigns to educate Americans about the dangers of ultra-processed foods, as well as incentives for companies to reduce sugar and artificial additives in their products. 8. Supporting regenerative agriculture as part of an effort to boost domestic food production and reduce reliance on bioengineered solutions that have little safety data to support them. RFK will likely promote regenerative agriculture. This approach prioritizes soil health, biodiversity, and sustainable practices, offering a way to produce nutrient-dense food while addressing environmental concerns. 9. Subverting big pharma influence at the FDA. RFK recently said, "The FDA war on public health is about to end. If you work for the FDA and are part of this corrupt system, I have two messages for you. 1. Preserve your records. And 2. Pack your bags." Observers have noted that RFK Jr. could attempt to influence negotiations around the drug user fee program that funds just about half of the FDA budget. This could send shockwaves through the drug industry and fundamentally change the balance of power at the FDA, which in our view is captured by drug industry interests. 10. A save for homeopathy. The FDA has declared war on homeopathic medicines. RFK Jr. may become the first head of HHS who is truly sympathetic to the cause of saving access to homeopathy, not to mention other natural medicines. He is obviously acutely aware of the institutional biases against modalities like homeopathy, biases that support a drug monopoly model that keeps us sick. We strongly believe an RFK-led HHS will be open to reforming FDA policies that are antagonistic toward our access to homeopathic medicines. Tackling behavioral change. A step-by-step continuum, America's health crisis isn't just about policy, it's about changing deeply entrenched behaviors that are intimately linked to our emotional states and culture. People often turn to junk food as a cheap, convenient source of comfort, especially when struggling with financial or emotional challenges. RFK strategy might hinge on the recognition that the transition from eating McDonald's to preparing organic, home-cooked meals won't happen overnight. Critics argue that Trump surrounds himself with yes men, but RFK has a reputation for being principled and uncompromising. The McDonald's meal could be seen as a moment of weakness or as a clever reminder that even the most committed advocates for change must navigate the messy realities of American food culture. The bigger question is whether RFK can leverage his principles to inspire the kind of cultural and policy shifts needed to make America healthy again. If appointed, he'll face immense challenges from corporate food lobbies to public resistance, but he'll also have a historic opportunity to redefine what health looks like for millions of Americans. Moving forward, a vision for change. RFK potential appointment as head of HHS presents a unique moment to rethink U.S. health policy. By addressing the root causes of poor nutrition, the problems of regulatory capture by big pharma and big food, as well as unjustified censorship of truthful health information, he could lead the country on a transformative journey. Whether he starts with McDonald's or a kale smoothie, the key will be creating policies that support healthier choices for all Americans while addressing systemic issues in the food and healthcare industries. At Anne, we're a nonpartisan, issue-driven change organization. When you look at the options we've had in the past to help make a seismic shift in government health policy towards natural and regenerative health, the possibility of RFK leading HHS appears like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That's why we think he's the smartest choice for a healthier future for America. We also recognize the critical role that will be played by the next FDA commissioner. In that regard, we're very interested in the possibility of Dr. Mary Ruwart getting that seat. Her views are well aligned with those of RFK, and she has both the understanding of how regulatory capture works, as well as the skills to tackle cronyism and oversee a proportionate approach to food and drug regulation. As AnUSA president and medical director, veteran integrative medicine physician Dr. Ron Hoffman told us, they say all politics are local. Well, health freedom is our neighborhood, and we anticipate that people will have the discernment to set aside their party differences and rally to support the initiatives that positively affect our health choices. Please share widely and let us know your thoughts about the RFK nomination as head of HHS.